Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching entitled Hebrews Highlights was recorded at our 2008 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Let's turn back over to Hebrews chapter 10. For those of you who were not here last night, I started teaching from the book of Hebrews. And to me, Hebrews chapter 10, verses 19 through 23 or 24 are kind of like a summary of the things that he's teaching. So we started with these verses and then we went back and started dealing with a lot of other things. So again, I want to go back and just talk about this. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19 says, "Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised." Man, those are powerful scriptures. If we could get just those four scriptures, and if we could understand that and just milk that for all of the truth and the revelation that's in it, I guarantee you it would solve your problems. I really believe that. You know, lots of times preachers overstate things in an effort to try and get a point across and trying to motivate people, but I don't believe that that is an overstatement at all. I believe that if we had full revelation of what this is talking about, that, man, this would so revolutionize your life that you would be on top. You would just see supernatural miracles operate in your life. I really believe that. And like I said last night and even this morning earlier, I said Mark 7:13 says the traditions and doctrines of man make the word of God of none effect. And so we've heard some of this terminology, but we really don't appreciate and get the full benefit of it because we have limited and negated the word of God through our religious tradition. So I'm taking these verses and we're just going back and breaking them down and basically doing a little mini study in the book of Hebrews to go back and understand what this is truly talking about. And I tell you, it'll transform your life if you get the full revelation. So last night we talked about verse 19, that we have boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. And I emphasize that most people do not have boldness. That word was also translated confidence right here in this chapter, verse 35, and in 1 John chapter 3 and other places, the exact same Greek word was translated confidence. Most of us don't have confidence. We have a lack of confidence in our relationship with God because of a sin consciousness. We have been taught that our sins separate us from God. You know, there may be somebody who's familiar enough with the scripture that right now you have come to mind, Isaiah chapter 59, where it says, "My hand is not shortened that it cannot save, nor my ear heavy that it cannot hear, but your iniquities have separated between you and God." And there's other scriptures that say similar things, and people say, "Well, now that scripture says our sins have separated us from God." That's true, but that's an Old Testament scripture. And through Jesus, that separation has now been done away with. And sin is not separating you from God if you are a born-again Christian. And if you feel that it is, if you feel that every time you sin that God withdraws from you, whether it's total or whether it's partial, he just won't answer your prayer. He won't fellowship with you if there's any sin in your life. If you believe that, then you are putting the veil back and separating yourself from the very presence of God and having to have the blood of Jesus reapplied. This is a terminology that is often used in the body of Christ, that you have to get that sin under the blood. I'm going to deal with this in more detail either tonight or tomorrow, but I'll show you that your sin, all of it, has been atoned for, past, present, and even future sin. Jesus dealt with all of your sin at one time. Sin is wiped out. Sin is not an issue between you and God if you're born again. Now, if you aren't born again, you've got to accept the payment for that sin. But once you accept it, you have become a new person, and sin no longer separates you from God. And because of that, you can have boldness to enter into the very holy of holies, the place where God dwelt, through the blood of Jesus, not through your own performance, not because you've done everything right. That's what we were talking about last night, and I tell you, that is awesome. That is wonderful. If you got a full revelation of that, and in your relationship with God, just started entering in and praising God for what you've already had instead of begging Him to do something, started praising Him for what He's already done and started taking full advantage of it, I guarantee you, your life would transform. Your joy level would go through the roof. The Bible says faith works by love. You would know that God loves you so much that faith would cease to be an issue. People that are struggling on believing God are people that are struggling on believing how much God loves you, because faith works by love, Galatians 5, 6. If your faith isn't working, you don't understand how much God loves you. You still think He's imputing sin unto you. I tell you, this is just powerful. It'll transform your life. And in verse 20, it says that we enter in by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which He hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. Man, that's awesome. You know, let me just point out this, that when He says that there is a new way of entering in unto God, then that means that the old way is no longer valid. That is so simple. You got to have somebody to help you to misunderstand that. And yet, I can guarantee you that the average Christian is trying to mix the Old Testament way of relating to God with the New Testament way, and it doesn't work. The old way is out. The new way is in. Now, this doesn't mean that you throw away the old covenant, because there's tremendous benefit. I spend a lot of time studying the Old Testament, but you have to read it in light of the new covenant. You have to read it, and what the old covenant basically was doing was showing you, it was showing people how deadly sin was and how sin had separated them from God, and it made sin come alive, is what the scripture says. It made sin come alive. Romans chapter 7, I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived and I died. The commandment made sin come alive on the inside of you. It strengthened sin. 1 Corinthians 15, 56 says the strength of sin is the law. The law wasn't given to break the dominion of sin, but rather it was given to cause sin to dominate you and destroy you. And some people struggle with this, thinking, well, why would God give something like that? Because the truth is, sin had already beat you. But people made the mistake that is recorded over in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, where it says, they comparing themselves among themselves and measuring themselves by themselves are not wise. Most of us, we know that we haven't lived correctly, but you know what the average person does? They compare themselves with other people and they say, well, at least I hadn't murdered like this person did, and I haven't committed adultery like this person has. I don't dip or cuss or chew or go with those that do, and so relatively, I'm holy, and therefore, I believe God is going to accept me. You may not have said it that boldly or that openly so that it's obvious, but this is what most people do. They compare themselves. And they think, well, I'm okay. I'm not the best, but I'm not the worst. I believe God's going to accept me. Well, the Bible teaches in James chapter 2, verse 10, that if you keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, you become guilty of everything. God doesn't grade on a curve. He doesn't just take the top 10% and pass you regardless of what your grade was. No, if you aren't perfect, if you aren't absolutely perfect, you fail. And you need a Savior. So you have to come to the end of trusting in your own goodness and in your own holiness. How did God bring you to the end of yourself? He gave a law that was so high, that was so holy, that was so pure, nobody could measure up to it. And the purpose of the law wasn't to give you step 1 through 10,000 what you had to do to get right with God. It was to make you despair of self-righteousness so that you'd say, oh God, if you demand all of this, I could never live up to that. Oh, God, have mercy on me. And that's what God was trying to do, is drive you to the end of yourself. You know, I heard a joke about a guy that died and went to heaven, and he met, you know, Peter at the pearly gates, and Peter said, you know, before you can enter, we gotta grade you on how well you did. And you've got to have 100 points to be able to get into heaven. And so this guy said, oh, no problem, man. I've served God my whole life. He says, I believe I can come up with 100 points. And so Peter says, all right, so tell me what good things you've done. And this guy said, well, I was faithful to my wife. I never cheated on my wife in 40 years of marriage. And he says, okay, that's 1 point. And he says, 1 point? And he says, well, I attended church every time the doors were open. And he says, that's half a point. And he said, well, I tithed. And he says, that's half a point. And he just started listing things. Finally, he had about 4 or 5 points. And he says, man, if it takes 100 points, he says, God, have mercy on me. The only way I'll ever get in is by the mercy of God. And Peter goes, bingo, amen. Welcome in. See, what the law was to do was to raise the standard and make it so holy that you just came to the place, oh, God, if you demand all of this, the only way I'll ever make it is by the grace of God. And he says, welcome in. It was to drive you to grace. And yet most people don't understand that. And most people are preaching, no, you got to be holy or God won't bless you. And they just are condemning people and basically trying to make you earn God's favor by your performance. That was the old covenant way, and it was given to show you that you could never measure up. There is a new covenant way now that it's you enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus through this new and living way. Living as contrasted to death. The Old Testament law, legalism, trying to perform and earn God's favor is death. It kills you. Thank you for both of those. That's right. Look over in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the book of Hebrews. This teaching series was recorded at our 2008 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series R1061C or DVD series R3206D when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The second CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RK153 titled The Law Has Power when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Our helpline number is 719-635-1111, and our web address is awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.